We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I going to do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The field for the biggest derby of the season at Los Alamitos is set for Sunday, November 10th, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby. The field is led by top qualifier BP Cartel Policy as he looks for his third graded derby of the year. Plus champion filly Dark Enemy, she's going after her fourth Grade 1 win. Plus the undefeated Stanley Cartel, the outstanding Boardwalk, and the Grade 1 winner Let's Leave. It's a field of super sophomores, the Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 10th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday as we wrap up another week of covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, here from Las Vegas, Nevada, at our studio station, our home base right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas. And, of course, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you as you watch and listen to us and chat with us as well on the chat box. We also want to welcome all of our listeners running around town early this morning, maybe listening in your car at our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. They'll have play-by-play of the Rams game today exclusively on our sports station. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, we're there as well in our websites that we stream, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. iPhone and Android with the phone apps, the KSHB app that you can get, I should say your device apps that you can get for your iPhone or Android to listen to us through the radio station. Of course, the YouTube app that you can see and hear us as well, and you can get that at your app store. So we welcome you however, wherever, whenever you get us. Before we get started on today's show and recap a lot, you know that we don't have Monday or Tuesday shows. Now, tomorrow, Monday, of course, is Veterans Day. It is an important day, a day of immense respect and thankfulness to all of the veterans out there, the ones who have given the ultimate, their lives, the other ones who have suffered bodily injuries, etc., and are handicapped on account of that. They gave it their all, and they're giving their all right now. And Veterans Day honors all veterans. Now, we know on Memorial Day, we honor the ones who passed on. But Veterans Day means all veterans, the ones that are out there now, the ones that are going to, that are in military schools to become, one of our military people to defend this country, and all of the ones that have defended our country as well in the past. So this is the day to really respect those people. We should respect them every day, but on tomorrow, Monday, please do yourself a favor. If you see a veteran anywhere, just say thank you. They will be more than humble to accept that. Just say thank you. And so on behalf of all of us here at Race Day Las Vegas, and of course, those of my generation who have family members who have given their lives during World War II and the other, activities, the other things that we've had as far as the Vietnam conflict, etc., those have given their lives. You know, people in my generation have a relative somewhere along the line that has given their lives, and certainly more relatives during our generation that have actually, served in the armed forces. So remember to remember our veterans. We salute you. We really do salute you. And we thank you so much for giving us the freedom that we have today that we can do what we do right now here on this show. So we want to just make sure that we honor our veterans absolutely, unequivocally, completely. All right, now to get to the horse racing for today, and all of the, by the way, a lot of the veterans who love horse players. You know, veterans, a lot of veterans are horse players. So we want to salute you too, especially as being horse players as well. But in any case, here in Las Vegas right now, it is 45 degrees outside. We're at 45 degrees outside here in Las Vegas. It's cold, but it's not windy or anything, but just cold. We're going to get up to maybe around, we might even hit 70 degrees today. We might get to 70 today here in Las Vegas. Now, as far as the rest of the country is concerned, you got a lot of rain and stuff going on through the Louisiana, Alabama, right in there. And then a big swath that goes through parts of Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, on up through the eastern part of the Great Lakes area. And some of that rain is making itself into New York. Now, we do understand right now that Churchill Downs has taken whatever turf races they've had off the turf, and the track is in sloppy conditions at Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs sloppy and off the turf. We understand that where Aqueduct is at in New York, the rains are coming there in New York, but we think it'll come after the races are over today. But we can't. There's no way to judge how fast that system is going. So be forewarned that there is rain that's predicted in the area where Aqueduct in New York City is for sometime today, sometime later today. And there's a story coming out of Woodbine that they canceled the last two races at Woodbine yesterday, one of them being their stakes race. As a matter of fact, that was the Autumn Stakes. So after the eighth race yesterday at Woodbine, they canceled the ninth race, the Autumn Stakes, and the 10th and final race. Those were canceled. Now, Woodbine canceled the remainder of the Saturday's program after that eighth race over concerns regarding the safety of the synthetic racetrack, the Tapeta surface. There were three catastrophic breakdowns on Saturday, beginning with workers shortly after 8 a.m. yesterday after they renovated the track. And then a horse called Social Dancer was injured on the backstretch in the second race. A horse called Owen's Tour Guide broke down on the far turn in the eighth race, which was the Bessarabian Stakes, and after which the final two races were scrapped. So they have, and by the way, some of these horses were euthanized. So what my understanding is that a total of seven horses have either broken down or lost their lives in the catastrophic breakdowns at Woodbine in the last couple of days there. So what they have done is they canceled the last two races there yesterday. We understand now that they've made the decision at Woodbine that they're canceling the races, the entire card today as well. So Woodbine Racing is on the shelf for a while. Has nothing to do with the weather. It has something to do and directly do to the synthetic racetrack, the taffeta surface there at Woodbine. And so we will, you know, let you know when I'm sure that they're going to work on that as soon as they can. And remember, HISA, which would really get involved, I know, is a federal agency of the United States of America. So it really has no jurisdiction over Canada, but we know that the Canadian authorities are looking at it very well. So we'll keep that in mind. Otherwise, HISA would have been all over them by now, I'm sure. It wouldn't have got that far. All right, so tomorrow's Veterans Day. Believe it or not, racetracks like Aqueduct and Del Mar usually take it upon themselves to run on a Monday holiday, an off day, when they have an off day. But if it's a holiday, they run on those holidays because they know a lot of people might be off on the holiday. Not so tomorrow. I was very surprised to see that Del Mar and both Aqueduct aren't going to pick up the Monday holiday as a racing day. So there'll be no racing at those places. There'll be just the regular racetracks that run on Monday. So that was kind of a setback, a little, my thinking. Anyhow, they should have run on Veterans Day. But nevertheless, we honor our veterans anyhow, even without a holiday racing card. And Turf Paradise has gotten the okay from HISA and the authorities there in the state of Arizona. They have corrected whatever problems they had to do. They were going to open on Breeders' Cup weekend, but HISA and both the safety people in the state of Arizona said they didn't comply with all the safety regulations they needed to get the meet going again. So they canceled that until they did. They got the okay. They got the stamp of approval from them, and they will be racing tomorrow, Monday. Their opening day at Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona, will be tomorrow. They will be racing there. So it's a go for Monday. Another quick news item is the Chosen Braun. He, as you know, was scratched out of the Breeders' Cup sprint by HISA and the veterinarians there because they said he didn't pass muster with them. Well, now we find out that the Chosen Braun has a small ankle issue. A small ankle issue, they say. And they're going to turn him out for about 4 months. They expect to bring him back to the races, but the Chosen Braun will be turned out at the farm for about 4 months to work on that small ankle issue. I don't know what exactly it is, but his trainer thought very well that he could have run safely in the Breeders' Cup sprint. But as you notice, he didn't run in the sprint race, the recent one at Del Mar. So we have thought there was something up there, and the Chosen Braun is now going to be turned out for about 4 months, they say, with that small ankle issue, and he'll come back next year. They plan on bringing him back next year. All righty. So those are the latest on the news. Let's take a look at what happened yesterday. At Aqueduct in New York, they had three stakes races. The first stakes race of the day was the fifth race on the card, the Hillprint Stakes, where Deterministic won Joel Rosario's second consecutive win on the card. He also won the fourth race on a Rudy Rodriguez trainee. Deterministic winning the Hillprints for Christophe Clement, Rosario's second win of the day. The favorite paid $5.50, outrunning Sikingo and Royal Majesty, who finished third in the race. And then we got to Aqueduct Turf Sprint Championship. That was the eighth race on the card. There, the winner was Alagon for Iret Ortiz Jr.'s second win, but he had to share the victory because there was a dead heat in the race. He also sharing that dead heat win was Works For Me, Dylan Davis aboard. Now, elegant and works for me, hit the wire exactly the same time, couldn't separate them, so it was a dead heat for the win in the Aqueduct Turf Sprint Championship. Elegant, trained by Ed Allard, paid $5.20. Works for me, trained by Joseph Lee, paid $20.40. It was a big, big long shot, but of course they had to cut the win price in half. And that, and finishing third in that race was Jean Valjean, who was the early pace setter in that event. And then we have the ninth race, the Red Smith, on the inner turf at a mile and three-eighths. The marathon was won by Integration, Flavian Pratt for Shug McGahey, paying $4.50 as the favorite there. Limited Liability was second, and Rebel Red was third. A pick six yesterday at Aqueduct. Wow, $849. A lot of favorites won yesterday. As a matter of fact, the highest-priced winner of the day was the dead-heated Works for Me, cutting the parimutuel payoff in half, paid $20.40. That was the highest-priced winner of the day at Aqueduct yesterday. All righty, and we go to Churchill Downs, where, as we said, it's going to be sloppy today and off the turf today at Churchill Downs. It was okay yesterday, though. Steve Asmussen finally got a winner with his son, Eric Asmussen, in the second race. They teamed up and paid $20.12 for the win there. Brad Cox got a win on the day, his first of two winners in the third race with Instant Replay with Florent Guroux, paying $6.64. The early pick five yesterday at Churchill, $23.60, $20.12, $6.64, $12.04, $12.04. You know they paid down to the penny there. And the fifth race paid $12.60. Those were the prices. The early pick five for 50 cents paid $19,320.23. Wow. All right, Luis Saez. He had a couple winners yesterday. They were back-to-back, by the way. He won the sixth race on a Norm Cassie trainee, paying $5.34. Came back in the seventh race to give Brad Cox his second win of the day and Luis Saez's second win of the day, back-to-back again with Kinetic in that race. And then we had the feature races. The Dream Supreme was the eighth race on the card at six furlongs. Winner of that race was Uppercase Evan Roman aboard, paying $11.24 for trainer Paulo Lobo. Second was Mystic Pleasure. Third was Spirit Wind. Spirit Wind broke badly in the race. He was prohibitive favorite with Mike Smith aboard. And when that happened, it changed the complexion of the race completely. Spirit Wind managed to rally to finish third after a bad break at the start. Phil D'Amato has a string of horses at Churchill Downs, and he won the ninth race with Horace Mann with the Martin Garcia, $13.90. The River City Stakes was the second of the two stakes races. That was the 10th on the card. Battle of Normandy for trainer Shug McGahey wins under Luan Machado, paying $10.32, outrunning Reckoning Force and Gigante, who finished third. So, Chuck had a big day yesterday. He won, of course, a stakes race at Aqueduct and another one at Churchill Downs. Pick six yesterday at Churchill paid $6,511 and a couple of pennies there. Del Mar. At Del Mar yesterday, let's see, the highest priced winner of the day there was $33.80 in the seventh race with Baltic Fire. Simon Callahan and Serafin Caramano won that. $33.80 there. In the featured Cary Grant Stakes, the winner was Big City Lights, who just had a runaway. And this horse won by a zip code. Big City Lights under Kazuchi Kimura for Richard Mandela paid $3.80. Just absolutely destroyed this field. Mano Roses was second, and Moose Mitchell finished third in the Cary Grant. Big win there. And so there you have it there. There were two disqualifications yesterday at Del Mar. And they were both horses who finished third in the race. In the fourth race, Nakantako, who finished third in the race, was disqualified from third for interference at the start of the race. At the start of the race, they disqualified this horse. You know, they usually let a lot of action go from the start of the race, but this was really brutal. So he got disqualified in that race. And then the next race, the fifth race, Sivak finished third and was disqualified and placed eighth in the race for impeding another horse behind the winner, Run for Kitty, run for Kidder, who went wire to wire under Hector Barrios, paying $17.40 there. Pick six yesterday paid $36,902.60. The last pick five of the day, which had prices of $17.40, $11.60, $33.80, $3.80, and $10.80, paid a little over $10,000, $10,004.35. Laurel Park had three stakes races. The James F. Lewis won by Sacred Thunder for Gary Cupuano and Giovanni Toledo, paying $10.60. The Smart Halo Stakes won by Caprice for Cathal Lynch and Jamie Rodriguez, paying $5.20. And in the 38 Go-Go Stakes, the winner there was Foxy Jr. Jaime Torres winning that race for his second stakes race of the day for Bernard Hoff, and paid $5.20 there. So those were the winners yesterday at Laurel. And finally at Woodbine, as we say, the Autumn Stakes was canceled yesterday as part of the last two races that were canceled yesterday at Woodbine, but they did run the other two stakes races. The Maple Leaf was won by Elysian Field for Sahan Savici and Mark Cassie, $8.70 there. And the Bessarabian was won by Stormcast, Rafael Hernandez aboard, paying $8.40 for trainer Mark Cassie. So Mark Cassie wins both stakes races yesterday at Woodbine. All righty, that's what happened yesterday, but we got to take a look at what's happening today. So we have Jonathan Ardoon with us. Of course, Jerry Jackowitz at the end of the show, John Lindo and Rich Ang between them, and, of course, your racing menu. So we'll take our first break on this Sunday and come right back. Join us at YouTube. Go to YouTube, hit South Point Studios in the search bar, hit the Race Day link when you get to that page, and subscribe. It is free of charge to subscribe if you haven't, and then you can start chatting on our chat room on this Sunday. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to get to your racing menu for today on this Sunday, the 10th day of November. And remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that at the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, going to play the races here at the South Point Racebook right behind us, these will be the first post times. And, of course, anywhere else in the Pacific time zone. If you're in another time zone worldwide, you know, we go worldwide with all our platforms. So if you're in another time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone, and then you'll get it right for your where you're at so you don't miss anything. Like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? We don't want you to miss anything. All right, we begin our racing menu with Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Aqueduct has a first post time of 9:10. They've got a couple of stakes races today. The $135,000 Forever Together Stakes is the seventh on the card. This is on the outer turf course, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, 10 before any scratches. And the big favorite there is Delahaye at 4-5 with Flavian Pratt aboard. The next race, the eighth race, is the second of the two stakes races today. It's the $300,000 Grade 3 Long Island Stakes. At 1 3/8 on the inner turf course, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up there, 11 before scratches. And the morning line favorite in that race at 7-2. It's a wide open event. The 7-2 morning line favorite is No Show Sammy Joe. No Show Sammy Joe with Flavian Pratt aboard. So Pratt sits on both of the favorites in the two stakes races today at Aqueduct. First post time is at 9:10 a.m. for the 9 race card there at Aqueduct. Gulfstream Park has a pick 6 rainbow jackpot carryover of $81,164. 11 races today at Gulfstream. First post time there at Gulfstream is set at 9:20 for their 11 races. Then we go to Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 10 races. Boy, they got full fields at Laurel Park. They had big fields there yesterday. They got more big fields there today. All 10 races, large fields. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $4,416. And a first post time at Laurel is set at 9:25 at Laurel. And then we go to Churchill Downs, where it's sloppy and they're off the turf, which means the fourth race will be run on the main track and the eighth race will be run on the main track. Again, the fourth and eighth races today were scheduled for the turf, now on the main track. The track will start off as sloppy, but remember, Churchill Downs, if there's no more rain in the area, dries out real quick. So they'll start off with sloppy racing conditions. They have a super high five carryover, a regular super high five carryover of $6,601 at Churchill Downs today. And again, their first post time at Churchill is set at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. first post time at Churchill Downs. Woodbine would go at 10:10, but they've been canceled today. Woodbine has been canceled today, and so we move on there. Woodbine hopefully will be back in business next week. They have canceled the racing card today because of management decision. All right, Del Mar is next. Del Mar in Southern California will have no problem with their weather. First post time is 12:30 today at Del Mar. The feature race is the Betty Grable Stakes. This is the eighth race on the card, 7 furlongs, fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, a field of 7 before any scratches. Pushiness is the 8-5 favorite there with Umberto Rispoli. Big Summer is the close 2-1 second choice in the race with Hector Barrios aboard. That's a 7-horse field in the Betty Grable. First post time, that's the eighth race, by the way. The first post time at Del Mar today set at 12:30. 12:30 first post at Del Mar. Pleasanton Racetrack. Pleasanton has a first post time of 8 races today. 8 races today at Pleasanton. And then we go next to Los Alamitos to wrap it up. Los Alamitos, by the way, Pleasanton has a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $3,951. $3,951 in the pick 6 jackpot at Pleasanton. Los Alamitos does have a carryover in their pick 6. $9,009. $9,009 at Los Al's pick 6 carryover. They have 9 races, a couple of thoroughbreds, 3 mixed breed, and 4 quarter horses. And the last race is the race that you've been listening to our commercials about. It's the Super Derby, 400 yards for 3-year-olds. It'll be the 9th and final race on the card. 10 go to the post on that one. The purse money, $795,000. And the favorite at 6-5 is BP Cartel Policy. That's the last today at Los Alamitos. First post time is at 5:15 at Los Al today. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your Sunday racing menu. All right, time to go to Jonathan Nardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. A little chilly out here, but nevertheless, I understand that you guys are scheduled to get some rain in the New York area. I know you're up at Saratoga, yeah, but I think it's might be down in the city as well later on. And you need it. How many days has gone by without rain on your place?
40 days with no rain. It's like a record out here. And I'm in Long Island today, so I'm right by the track. And the rain hopefully will hold off possibly late in the day. And with the early post times now, they should get through the day. By the way, Ralph, I have to apologize to the stewards or the vets who ever scratched the Chosen Vrom, because I was all over them for scratching them 2 weeks before the Breeders' Cup. And it turns out, obviously, the horse may have had a problem. I don't know if he had the problem after they examined him or whatever, but there's a chance that problem was there, and they sided on the side of caution, and apparently they did the right thing.
Well, we know that his trainer loves this horse and would do nothing at all in any way, shape, or form to put this horse in any jeopardy. He knows the horse as well as the vet knows the horse very well. So I think in retrospect, now looking at in hindsight, probably the right thing to do. But there's no blame to be had anywhere along the line. Everybody was trying to do the right thing, and now they are doing the right thing. They're going to turn him out for 4 months, and
obviously he needs it. Obviously he needs it. So, you know, I was all over the vets, and I could have been wrong. So when I'm wrong, I stand up and I say I'm wrong.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, he's a gelding, so he'll come back as long as he'll come back, you know, safely. And between the care that the people that own and train him will give him and the oversight that HISA and all the other vets will give him, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. He will be missed because he is a legend, certainly, in his own time.
That's for sure.
Well, anything happened yesterday? I know that you were commenting me on one race out of Churchill Downs that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, the Track Phantom made his first start back since the Derby last year, so that's since May. So that's a long time off, and he ran super in his return, you know, for Asmussen. He battled every step of the way. Everybody took a shot at him, and he really ran very well in his return from the races. So it looks like he may have a bright future ahead of him.
Well, you know, we're talking about a lot of things with HISA, you know, suspensions and lifting the suspensions and all that other stuff that's going on. I understand, I do believe that there's a jockey that was caught with an electrical device in Louisiana, okay?
It's always Louisiana for some reason.
And if people, you know, a lot of the old-timers will know what I'm talking about. We used to, in the old days, they used to call them buzzers, and
They call them buzzers.
Yeah, they tape them on their fingers, and what they do is the terminology that the horsemen used to use is "let's plug this horse in," which means that this electric device will shock the horse into performing better from the shock. It is totally against the law. It is totally inhumane, and it's been that way for as long as I can remember on a racetrack. Now, this guy, this jockey that I'm going to remain nameless for the moment here because we want to make sure we check out the story and it's right, had five of these devices when they shook him down.
So five. One wasn't enough. He needed five.
Yeah. Whatever the reason, he had five of them. Maybe he was selling them to other guys. I don't know. But
No commercial for Ever Ready, because one should have been enough if it was an Ever Ready battery.
Well, and you know, here's the thing: in all reality, these things have been taboo and outlawed and passe for such a long time that I don't know. They were probably handmade because I doubt if.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just funny and concerning. To see a story like that in these days and times, but it came out of Louisiana.
They caught him in a race using them or in a workout?
No, they caught him entering the racetrack.
Oh, just walking in the racetrack with them. Yeah, but you're not even allowed to have them in your car and you're anywhere. Right.
Remember, they had proof of it, and so we will wait and see how that develops. But that just is like that's a flashback. Story.
It's like a lifetime ban for the most part. They've
caught the other guys. Yes, yes.
It's at least 5-10 years. That's for sure.
Yeah, in the old days, it was a lifetime ban, right? Because that is definitely inhumane. Shouldn't be done. Okay.
No.
Well, let's get started. Unless you have anything else to talk about, we'll go ahead and get started with some picks. Okay.
Let's go to Aqueduct. Look at race number 6. It's a mile on the main track, and I love the number 2 horse in here, Yo Daddy, 3-year-old colt from the Linda Rice barn. Last two races were on the grass without Lasix. Returns to the main track today, goes back on Lasix. His race 3 and 4 starts back. Either one of them win this race. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Jose Lascano for Linda Rice, number 2, Yo Daddy, wins today's 6th race out at Aqueduct.
Yo Daddy. The 2 horse in the 6th race at Aqueduct is your play, number 2, Yo Daddy, which is 6-1?
6-1.
6-1 on the morning line. Let's keep that number, huh? 6th race, number 2, Yo Daddy is your play at Aqueduct. I do believe you'll probably give us a pick next at Del Mar.
No, we're going to go to Churchill, actually.
Eighth race today,
which was scheduled for the turf, but will now be run on the main track at 5.5 furlongs. You have 3 late scratches in there. take out the 3, the 8, and the 12. So that leaves a field of 9. And I like the number 1 horse in here, Don't Say It, a 3-year-old filly from the Brad Cox barn. 3 races on the turf, 1 race on the slop. The race on the slop wins this race and wins it easily. 9-2 on the morning line. Luann Machado aboard to ride number 1, Don't Say It, wins today's 8th race out at Churchill Downs.
Oh, good. So you're getting a horse that already has performed well in the slop, which is probably what he'll get today in the 8th race, number 1. Don't Say It! We'll say he's a winner. The 1 in the 8th race today at Churchill Downs in the Goop. All right, now we'll go to Del Mar.
Del Mar, 9th and final today. Number 1, Quality Wins. 5-year-old gelding from the Mark Glatt barn. I like the rider switch today to Rispoli. I like this horse stretching back out. There's enough early speed to set things up for her, for him, I should say. Number 1, Quality Win. Quality Wins, finally wins, and sends you home a winner in today's 9th and final out at Del Mar.
All right, we're going to get our dinner money tonight at a nice restaurant with the 9th and final race today at Del Mar, which is probably the last race of the weekend for most race players, that on the West Coast. In the 9th race, number 1, Quality Wins, and we'll take the win from a quality horse. Number 1 in the 9th and final at Del Mar is your play. And, of course, you got full sheets at both Del Mar and Aqueduct, correct?
Del Mar Aqueduct and Churchill, correct.
Oh, yeah, and your Churchill sheet now is updated for the sloppy track, right?
Yeah, everything goes JONHARDOON.com.
All right, Jonathan, we'll let you have a few days off, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Maybe even you'll have a soapbox. Who knows?
Sure we will. Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you got it, my man. All right, we're going to be back with Rich Eng standing by. Of course, this is already the 10th week in the NFL season this year. And, of course, he'll have a pigskin pick along with something under the horse hide as well. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Tunnel Stowers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like, for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now we have found a published report on that jockey with the they call them illegal shock devices. The police did, but the vernacular in horse racing is buzzers. The jockey's named Martin Osuna, and he was detained and then finally arrested and then released later when he was trying to enter Evangeline Downs to ride the night card there. So. That is a published report now. All right, let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Got to tell you, there were some interesting results yesterday in college football. And, boy, I stayed up late last night to watch the end of the Utah and BYU game, and what a bizarre ending that was.
Yeah, the Utah Utes had a two-point lead in the last couple minutes of the game. BYU had the ball like on their own five-yard line, and it looked like the quarterback was sacked on fourth down, and the game was over. And they called a holding penalty, which, quite frankly, Ralph, looked like a phantom holding call. And that first down gave them the impetus to move down the field, kick a game-winning field goal in the last few seconds. BYU wins by a point, stays undefeated. But the Utah people are not happy with that official who made that call.
Not only that, but the coach, I thought the coach was going to punch him at the end of the game. He went over there and gave him a good piece of his mind. But in any case, that was an exciting game. And Indiana just squeaks by to keep their record perfect too, right?
Yeah, I feel bad about the pick. I bet them, but in the first half they dominated, led 17-3.
Yeah.
And then they did absolutely turned into pumpkins in the second half, tried to give the football game away, and Michigan wasn't good enough to do it. They held on to win 20-15.
Yeah, but we got the NFL today, buddy. So what are we doing there today?
Game 281-282 is the New York Jets in Phoenix, Ralph, against the Arizona Cardinals. Mm-hmm. The line opened Cardinals -1. It's switched now to the Jets are favored by 1.5. I'm going to take what they call the bookmaker side. I'm taking Arizona plus the 1.5. They're on a 3-game winning streak, and they played what I thought was their best football game of the year last week when they beat the Chicago Bears 29-9. Ralph, if I asked you who is leading the Western Division of the NFC, most people would say San Francisco or the Rams. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the Arizona Cardinals are in first place in the division. And, Ralph, I took a look at their schedule. They have 8 games left. They only play one team with a winning record in the last 8 weeks. That's the Minnesota Vikings. The Cardinals, believe it or not, have a good chance to win the division if they can keep this up.
Yeah, no, and yeah, it was. It's been a kind of a funny season in that division. That's for sure. Everybody thought it was a lock between either San Francisco or a resurgent Rams, but Arizona's playing well, and so they'll be in Phoenix, Arizona. The line is switched from favorite from Arizona to favorite of the Jets, but you're going to stay with the bookmakers. Take the little points that the public's going to give you, and you're going to take Arizona today, right?
Yep, we're going to hopefully Kyler Murray has another big day, and James Conner's been running the football great for the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, well, we got our football play and winner there. Now let's get a winner out at Del Mar.
You know what, Ralph, you've heard me say before when we send our picks in the night before to the station, we don't know what the other handicappers are betting, but Jonathan and I land on the same horse, race 9 at Del Mar. It's 1 1/16 on the grass, and we both land on the number one, Quality Wins. This horse picks up Umberto Rispoli, sprinted last time out, which was not his game, much better at 2 turns. Should get a nice ground-saving rail trip and finish. 1, Quality Wins, race 9.
All right, our good housekeeping seal of handicapper's approval in the 9th race with Jonathan Ardoon and Rich Ang. Richie also likes the 1, Quality Wins. In the 9th and final race, let's end up the day with a quality win, the 1 in the 9th at Del Mar. Full sheet of all of what Richie likes for the rest of the card is available right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. All right, Richie, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody, and certainly thank you for your service to all the veterans out there.
Absolutely. We honor our veterans. As I say, we won't have a show tomorrow, but we honor them. Should honor them every day, but tomorrow is a day that we should all recognize them and say thank you when you see a veteran out there wherever you go tomorrow. We'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The field for the biggest derby of the season at Los Alamitos is set for Sunday, November 10th, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby. The field is led by top qualifier, BP Cartel Policy, as he looks for his third graded derby of the year. Plus champion filly Dark Enemy. She's going after her fourth Grade 1 win. Plus the undefeated Stanley Cartel, the outstanding Boardwalk, and the Grade 1 winner Let's Leave. It's a field of super sophomores. The Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 10th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show. The only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Before we wrap it up today, I want to remind you that you know that the South Point loves horse players. They got the Linda Report here, the only place in town you can get the Linda Report free of charge. And they also are doing something special for the veterans tomorrow. Any veteran, either a veteran who is currently serving or any veteran that has an ID, a vet's ID, will get a free buffet here at the South Point tomorrow, and for them and a guest. So if you're a veteran, you want to come out and enjoy, and they got a great buffet here too, boy. I got to tell you, it's free of charge to the veterans. Just provide your ID, and you'll be all set to get a free buffet for you and your significant other or a friend that you might want to take with you. That's how they treat you at the South Point. They know how to treat people and the vets. All right, now we go out to John Lendo, standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Interesting day of racing yesterday across the country, and hopefully they can get that Tapita footing straightened away out there at Woodbine.
Yeah, I heard it was messy yesterday, and from what I understand, the jocks room called and said, you know, this isn't right, so... They waved it off the last couple of races, and they canceled today. They're going to work on that. So hopefully they get it right. But it just goes to show you, you know, any surface is not the absolute answer. It's got to be taken care of and done right.
Yeah, they have to be maintained right. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Del Mar yesterday, a couple of nice winners. The winner of the stakes race ran off into another zip code.
Yeah, the Big City Lights didn't have to face the Chosen Vron, so all of a sudden he looked a lot faster. I mean, that just tells you how good the Chosen Vron really is.
And, of course, we're happy to see that Chosen Vron's going to take a little rest and get that little ankle issue squared away.
Well, you know, I don't think they have a choice. I just think Eric Kroljak was told by the regulatory vets, we're not going to let him run. So, you know, what are you going to do? So he's just going to give him a break and bring him back and I trust Eric Kroljak to make the right decisions on that horse, and he should be the one training him.
John, Phil D'Amato, it was unusual to see Phil D'Amato and one of his horses in the winner's circle at Churchill Downs yesterday.
No, he's got a stable out there. He's won a few races out there, and you'll see guys like that and Peter Erton, and a number of guys are keeping a few stalls in Kentucky, you know, with the purse the structure out there. They really, you know, it's important to them to have a little foot in the door in case things go the wrong way out here. So you're going to see regular participation by some of the Southern California horsemen.
Well, we know that Peter Erton has got quite a few nice two-year-olds in his barn, and I guess he was just got to the point where he said, listen, I'm going to, you know, run up against Baffert's one or two in every one of these stakes races here. I'm going someplace else, and he's in Churchill in Kentucky, and he's had several winners out there.
Yeah, well, one of his primary owners, a CRK stable, mm-hmm. they spend a lot of money on yearlings, and they kind of told Peter, look, if you want to keep these young horses in your barn, you need to set up a stable out in Kentucky. I need to be running some of these horses out there for the bigger money. So either, you know, I'm happy to keep them with you, you set up a stable, or they're going out there to somebody else.
Yeah.
And so that's some of the ultimatums that we're seeing out here.
Yeah, and, you know, Baffert's got pretty much of a corner on all the big two-year-olds and two-year-old races in Southern California. We got the Betty Grable today, which is the counterpart, I guess, of the Cary Grant yesterday.
Right, Calbred 7 furlongs. This is the Philly and Mare version. They've got to catch pushiness on the front end. Chismosa, who's a real Del Mar course specialist, is back in this race. She'll mm-hmm. be the one trying to make the late run. They're the two headliners, and I think the race goes through one of those two.
All right, John, as I said before, they have the Lendo report here every day that you publish a Lendo report, both for Southern California and suggested other racetracks throughout the season. Anytime there's a Lendo report out, they've got it here free of charge for the race players. And it's complimentary here because they love horse players here. And they got the Lendo report for today right here, right now. John, what are we doing with a pick for today?
Let's go to race number 3 at Del Mar, Ralph. In the third race, number 6, Gypsy Lynn, gets back on her favorite course, Del Mar, at her best distance, 5.5 furlongs. She draws a good post, number 6. I think she's the speed of the speed in here. And if she gets loose, she's going to be tough to catch. A very fair price, 5-1. Number 6, Gypsy Lynn, race 3, Del Mar.
All right, you got it. Third race, number 6, Gypsy Lynn. John Lindo's pick for the race day listeners. Don't forget John Lindo's Lindo Report, free of charge right here. All the races, selections, and all the races suggested late pick 4, and, of course, all the goodie information free of charge here at the South Point. Thanks a lot, John. Take a couple days off. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, you got it. And now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Mr. Giants, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we're getting beat up a little bit there in Germany right now.
Well, okay. Well, you know, that'll be fine. They'll be okay. Not a problem. We'll let them back in.
I'm not so sure. The patient's on life support.
Yeah, let's put it this way. We'll let them back in America whether they win or lose. How about that?
Well, that's true. I think that would happen.
All right. Anything happened yesterday that piqued your interest before we get to selections today?
No, it was just another day. It was kind of a good day of racing, I thought. And, depends on, how you did. We had some nice plays sort of come in. It was some kind of crazy plays. I was happy with the, particularly my play at Aqueduct where my V horse came in.
Yeah, you had, that's right. You had a V horse that went and paid $33.80 yesterday on your sheet. And you had a couple of, you also had a star horse that paid $17.40. The 33 and the $17.40 were at Del Mar. They were at Del Mar yesterday on the Del Mar show.
We had quite a few. We had a number of.
Yeah.
Well, not tons of them, but we had plenty that.
You didn't have tons of them, but you had them in the right spots. I could tell you that.
Right.
All right, let's get started. And don't forget, folks, when you get to Jerry J's Power Page at jerryjspowerpage.com, he's got star horses. He's got V's. He's got Pop Out Keys, and he's got his feature plays. So what are we doing today?
Let's go to the first race at Aqueduct for our opening play. Ice Road, the 5 horse. We're going a mile here. This horse looked just like a basic, good-looking horse, dropping back in class, looking like he's going for the win, and just looks right to me. It's 3-1 morning line. I'll go down to 2-1 here. That's the 5 horse Ice Road.
Okay.
Ruben Silvera up for Rudy Rodriguez. Take the 5 over the 3-4-7. Again, it's a tight price, so the reverses are just to break even.
All right. In the first race, set at 9:10 a.m. Pacific time with the time change, they're getting off a little early, and now they're getting off earlier at Aqueduct. So the first race post time is 9:10 Pacific. In that first race, you like the 5 Ice Road. The link ups are 3, 4, and 7 and reverse. $2 ROI on the 5. Now we go to Del Mar.
Okay, maybe this is under the heading of Great Minds Think Alike.
Mm-hmm.
My feature play is Gypsy Lynn in the 3rd at Del Mar. I see that John also liked Gypsy Lynn. The 5-1 is certainly a very fair price. This is all about getting 5.5 furlongs. I don't want him to have to go 5.5 furlongs in 1 foot. 5.5 is just exactly enough.
Okay.
To see if she can hang on. I'll take the 6 horse, Gypsy Lynn. 5-1 was a good win place bet.
Mm-hmm.
Play the 6 over the 1-3-4, reverse 1-3-4 back over the 6, but the 6, Gypsy Lynn in the 3rd.
All right. Another good housekeeping seal of approval from our handicappers in the 3rd race, both John and Jerry. Like the 6, Gypsy Lynn in the 3rd race. The 6 in the 3rd, your link-ups are 1, 3, and 4 and reverse. And, of course, the 6 is the key in the 3rd. Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Aqueduct and Del Mar available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. As we wrap up this show, remember, tomorrow is Veterans Day. Honor our veterans. They are priceless to the freedom and our way of life here in America. No matter what you think, the veterans, just say thank you to them and treat them well. And Jerry, you have one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.